Chapter 33. Summon the Loyal Dentist. I had to figure out King Firebreath's secret, so I came up with a plan. I started squeaking and running around in circles. The King of the Dragon was so startled his jaw opened in surprise. Then I understood his secret. He was missing a tooth. Now I had a brilliant idea. I presented him with the golden tooth I'd found in the music box. "Here's a gift for you, Your Majesty," I said. King Firebreath picked up the tooth. He tried it on. "Oh, ah, it's perfect. It's as if it was made just for me," he exclaimed. "Quick, summon the Royal Dentist." A bright green dragon skitted in. The King of the Dragons pointed to his new tooth. "See how it's done?" he shouted. "For years I've been asking you to find a way to fix my smile, but you insisted that it was impossible." The dentist turned a pale apple green color. "I should throw you into lava lake for this," King Firebreath went on. The dentist turned a sickly-looking cruel green. "Lucky for you, I'm in a good mood today," the King of the Dragons continued. "Now that I've got my charming grin back, I can ask for my sweet Ashley's hand in marriage, and you will cancel my last 10 years of dentist bills." At that, the little dentist turned puke green, slumped over, and fainted. King Firebreath snorted. Then he ordered the royal cook to bring him 1,000 pounds of caramel, 500 boxes of taffy, and 3 tons of bubblegum. "The chewier, the better," he giggled. Next, he demanded that a royal jester tell him a joke. "But your majesty, it's been 30 years since I've told a joke," the jester whined. "I don't think I can remember any." The King of Dragons rolled his eyes. He pointed a scaly claw at me. "You," he demanded. "Tell me a joke and make it a funny one." Terrified, I told him a joke. "What really bothers a dragon? Having an inflamed throat."